Russell back to throw. Ryan
Clark. It is good.
Down towards Ryan Clark by Tyrone Tom Brady. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
Welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today as we continue to remember the 2001 Patriots with Mike Reese, Brian Morey, Ron Borges, and Tom Curran. And now we arrive in New Orleans, Super Bowl 36. The Patriots once again intersecting the greatest show on earth. They played in the regular season, the last loss for the Patriots prior to their improbable run into the postseason. But what did Bill Belichick learn from that experience? And how also did the Patriots set the stage for that game? And how they took the stage in that contest.
In taking the stage, it was fascinating because not only had the Patriots been coming out as a team throughout the season, but just the way Pat Summerall, and we didn't really hear it in the press box, the way Pat Summerall announced it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, choosing to be introduced as a team. Here are the American Football Conference champions, the New England Patriots.
It was almost... all you other teams who are going to do individual introductions, how selfish can you be? These people are a team. And they, you know, I don't know if they intended it that way. It just organically happened because they forgot to be introduced as a team in Cincinnati at the beginning of the year. But it turned into this rallying cry where everybody else was looked to be less than because they...
Right.
Well, but nobody paid any attention to it during the season.
Right.
They would still announce the individual players, but they would just run out together because of what happened in Cincinnati. And then I remember Bill Belichick speaking in Boston at an event that I was covering, telling the story about how the players came to him and wanted to be introduced as a team. And the league came in with the script. You can't do that. This is the script, and you got to stick to it. And Bill said, you can introduce whoever you want, but our guys are coming out as a team. And so the league kind of acquiesced on that.
Yeah, and there was a lot of things that went on that week. Early in the week, they stayed at the Fairmont Hotel, which is the same place they stayed in 85 when the Bears destroyed them, you know. And they're in that hotel, and it's an older hotel, small rooms, and the players were not happy with their accommodations, Lawyer Malloy being one of the loudest. And he goes and he starts complaining to Belichick about his room, the side of a postage stamp, blah, blah, blah. And so Belichick says, well, you want my room? Is that what you want? So Belichick gave him his room. They switched rooms, and several other assistant coaches switched rooms with guys. And the rest of the week, Belichick kept going up to Malloy saying, so you getting some good sleep in that room? And Belichick was so focused on, okay, you're being distracted by the rooms? Then you'll take my suite, and I'll have the postage stamp room. What's going to happen in that room anyway? Nothing, you know?
I go back to the regular season game, guys. You know, we were talking about biggest underdog in Super Bowl history, or this is a mismatch. Not to them. You know, they had confidence going in there because of that regular season game. They felt like they played physical in that regular season game, and that was the whole focus that week, that physical play if they were going to win the game.
And they blitzed a lot in that regular season game, which they didn't do. They played physical, but in a different way, Brian.
Yeah, when you're blitzing a lot, your corners are off the line of scrimmage because you don't want to get beat at the line of scrimmage and allow a big play. So... In the Super Bowl, they went just the opposite. They got up on the line of scrimmage. They hammered the daylight out of the receivers and didn't blitz, try to make Kurt Warner hold the ball, disrupt the timing of the passing attack, and it worked.
Relatively speaking, they were not interested in taking punishment, and the Patriots were doling it out, whether it be Otis Smith or Tavaki Jones or Lawyer Malloy or Ty Law. All of those guys were dealing out such punishment on the back end to Oz Hakeem and Isaac Bruce. Torrey Holt, it was really jaw-dropping, the types of hits that were going on. Additionally, you know, we've talked about the tuck rule, we've talked about Pittsburgh. The play on which Ty Law comes up with the pick, Mike Vrabel crushed the side of the head of Kurt Warner. That wouldn't stand up today.
Early in the week, the last remnants of Bledsoe and Brady, because Brady had hurt his ankle, Drew had thrown the touchdown pass in the championship game. Who's going to be the quarterback in the Super Bowl? Is this guy's ankle going to be all right? What's the deal? I remember there were still the remnants of some Bledsoe supporters there in the locker room, even at that stage. And I remember one player saying to me, who goes out of the championship game with a sprained ankle? Well, it's sort of made me think, that's kind of odd in light of everything that's gone on this season. But I think there was still some of that, the other guy's my guy, when push comes to shove. And Belichick did exactly the right thing, which is cut that right off from day uno. Boom, this guy's the quarterback.
Kurt Warner fumbles late with the Rams down. Tabucky Jones picks it up, and it looks like a game-sealing play. Willie McGinnis is called for defensive holding. The right call, part of that strategy of hammering Marshall Faulk wherever he went.
Can they hold on? You know, that's sort of, that's the thought at that point. Like, they've got a little cushion here, and they are just holding on for dear life. And then it goes back to, this was this really meant to be, you know, the patent play in Buffalo and some of these other things? Like, maybe their luck, you know, has finally run out, and this team that's the greatest show on turf has going to catch up to them.
They tied the football game. There was a play, and Brady had trouble with ball security during that year. And Leonard Little came off the edge and hit Brady's hands on the first completion. And Brady, this is the kind of thing he did. He improved. Both hands moved. He got rid of it, made the completion, then kind of the capping completion to that drive. It wasn't really the Jermaine Wiggins. It was a 21-yard similar play to Troy Brown, similar to the one that happened at the beginning of the game, 20-yard reception to move them into St. Louis territory to give them the opportunity to maybe get the field goal off.
We all know what John Madden was saying after the Rams had scored to tie it.
I think that the Patriots, with this field position, you have to just run the clock out. You have to play for overtime now.
Bill Belichick, Charlie Weiss, Tom Brady didn't think that way.
That was the remark of a guy who was playing not to lose the game. The fact of the matter is, in my opinion, St. Louis gets the ball again, they're going to score again. Because it was over. They'd figured it out, and there was nothing more than New England could do, and they were now spent. To me, that was the wise choice to make. Now, they were doing it with some sort of control when they first got the ball. They were being a little bit careful, and then J.R. Redmond made the great play, which to me was one of the key plays of the game, was getting out of bounds with 33 seconds to go. They had no timeouts, and they got to stop the clock. If he doesn't do that, I don't think they keep going for it. I think they take a knee.
And I agree with everything Ron said. You know, it was the right decision, but a lot of coaches, I think, might not make that decision in that moment. And I actually think it's a credit to Belichick that he would live with it, because what if it went the other way and there was a turnover and they were right there and game over? You know, it's a different story. So I think his ability to accept the unconventional, it's fourth and two in a way, Indianapolis, but maybe with a different result.
The mistake we all made and the world made was thinking that the Rams were better than the Patriots, and they weren't. And history proved that. What did the Rams go on to do? And what did the Patriots go on to do? The Patriots, especially defensively, were better than any of us thought or knew. And it was, at the time, it was easy to not realize that because all these crazy things that had happened, and you still were sort of had this half a quarterback controversy. How good can they really be? Well, they showed you how good they could be.
And regarding the psychology of New England, there's the expression, you've got to see it to believe it. When Vinatieri kicks that field goal, was that the sense? Because if we talked about the history of the Patriots in particular in New England sports at that time, Vinatieri delivers, indeed, people could believe it actually.
Well, I was sitting there next to my great friend Will McDonough, who's gone now, maybe the greatest football writer ever to live. And between us, we had seen every game, covered every game they ever played. And Willie's somewhere right now shaking his fist at me for telling this story, but the ball went up, and it was clearly good. And he and I both jumped up and high-fived each other.
And it is good! It's good! It's good! And the game is over!
And then immediately I realized what we did and sat down as fast as possible. I hope nobody noticed and started typing like crazy because you're not supposed to do that. But even for us, it was like, yeah, this is a great thing. And it was. And I think it was for the long-suffering fans. I mean, I'm sure if they're honest about it, there was a second where they thought the ball's going to hit the goalpost and bounce backwards, because that's what always happens, and this time it didn't.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
Mike, Brian, Ron, Tom, guys, thanks so much for sharing your memories and perspectives. It's been a wonderful series. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay with Patriots.com as we celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the Super Bowl 36 champs.